Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Mother Gwen, I think you're muted. Mother Gwen, can you star six?
Know that we are overcomers. I come to encourage someone tonight. Know that we are overcomers. According to Revelation 12 and 11, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So someone call a friend, text a friend, email a friend, invite them on because God have a word for you, you, and you. And I also want to encourage you, God will be with you during your trying times and hard seasons. Isaiah 43:2. God will be with you. And in whatever you're facing, he's with you. He never leave you nor forsake you. I also want to say, give him thanks. In the middle of what you're facing, still give him thanks. Still give him praise. Still give him the glory. Still give him the honor because he's worthy to be praised. Even when we face trials and tribulation, he is amazing. He's blameless. He laid his life down on his life for us. So just get ready to hear a word from the Lord because he have a word for you, you, and you. No matter what we're facing, he got you. And he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. So get ready to hear a word from the Lord. Amen.
Scripture reading is taken from Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. And I will read from the NIV version. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. May God add a blessing to the hearers, readers, and doers of his word. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We come to magnify your name tonight, Lord God. We come to give you thanks and praise and whatever we're facing on tonight, we come to say thank you. Thank you that we have eyes to see, ears to hear. We say thank you. Legs to give you the praise and give you the glory. Hands to raise up and give you the praise and the glory. We say thank you. We have a roof over our head tonight. We say thank you. We thank you for keeping your angels dispatched all around our loved ones in every city and every state they're in. Keep them from seen and unseen danger. Keep them from seen and unseen sickness. You are great. You are awesome. You are amazing. You can do anything but fail. And we say thank you, Father. Thank you. I thank you, Father God, for putting Prophet in my path, Lord God. I thank you for him right now, Lord God. Continue to pour back into him as he pour out to your people, Lord God. I thank you for Rita, Lord God. I thank you for Mother Sydney, Lord God. Continuously doing new things for them, through them, and around them. I thank you for Dr. Wilkes, Lord God, for putting her in my path, Lord God. Continuously build her up, strengthen her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Keep her family members safe from all harm and danger, Lord God. And I just come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. Because, Father God, without you, we are nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So I come tonight to cast all my cares upon your shoulders, because your shoulder is equipped to carry every weight and every burden in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, every city and every state they're in. Dispatch their angels, Lord God, because your word says you have given your angels charge over us. So we all have our individual angels. So we thank you, Lord God, they're being dispatched at the sound of my voice for our loved ones, for ourselves, in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus over all of us, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, from the crown of our head to the tip of our fingers. We thank you, Lord God, for being our Father. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for keeping us. We just give you all the praise and give you all the glory. Plead the blood of Jesus over the White House. Plead the blood of Jesus over Biden's mind right now. Drive everything out of his mind that's not of you. I release the Holy Spirit to rule and reign and saturate him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. So I ask you to do it for the White House right now, Father God. Cover the whole entire Washington, D.C. with your blood. In the name of Jesus, place the right people in their path right now, God, that will encourage them and draw him to you, Lord God, by your Holy Spirit. We thank you that you're visiting nursing homes on tonight. We thank you, Father God, you're visiting every hospital on tonight. We thank you, Father God, you're making a house call on tonight. In the name of Jesus, you still making house calls, Father God. You're delivering, setting free, Father God. And we say, have your way, Lord God. Deliver and set free in the name of Jesus. Cover the one that's coming on after me, Lord God. Anoint her with your power right now, God. Speak to her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Because without you, Father, again, we are nothing. We absolutely nothing. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So we thank you for raining your strength on this line today, raining your healing power on every household on today, raining your healing power in the penitentiaries on today, raining your healing power in the county jails today. Cover the inmates right now with your blood. Keep them from COVID, Lord God. Keep them from seen and unseen danger, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. We come to magnify your name today, Lord God. Because without you, Father, we are absolutely nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So, Father, have your way on this line. Deliver and set free. Meet the needs of your people, because you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. And we just say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Because you're blameless. You're almighty. You're wonderful. And you're amazing. In your precious son, Jesus' name, I pray, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy to be praised.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank and praise your name, O God. We thank you right now, hallelujah, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is worthy to be praised. And Father, as we pray, O God, hallelujah, Lord, coming in alignment with your word that men should always pray and not to faint, O God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you are anointing your people, Lord, everywhere, from the north to south to east to west, oh God. We ask that you continue to cover the missionaries in the foreign field and in the urban land. Remember our soldiers, oh God, hallelujah, wherever they are, Lord. You keep them covered under your blood, oh God. You keep them and their families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, hallelujah, Lord. Whatever it is, oh God, that is going through the land, oh God, that is causing your people to be distracted, oh God, from keeping their minds steadfast on you. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that, hallelujah, Lord, that you, oh God, will bring peace to them, that you will bring understanding to them, that you will bring, hallelujah, Lord, your angels, dispatch your angels to fight on their behalf, Lord God, against the hand of the enemy. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Now, Father God, as you move your people, oh God, of the fivefold ministry, oh God, whatever position that they hold, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, in the kingdom of God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, that you will hold them up, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, as they continue to hold up the bloodstained banner. Father, I thank you right now, hallelujah, Lord. No matter who we are, no matter where we are, Lord, that we will continue to be obedient to your word and come in alignment, oh God, with one accord, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that we, oh God, hallelujah, can move, oh God, mightily in the kingdom, oh God. One can put 1,000 in fight and two can put 10,000. But Father, as we band together, oh God, it's a 3-4 cord that cannot be broken, oh God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, that you strengthen our minds and our spirits, oh God. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that you remember our youth everywhere, Lord, our seniors, oh God, hallelujah, those behind prison walls and those in nursing homes and in the hospitals, oh God. I thank you right now, hallelujah, Lord, that you are healing, delivered, and set free. Most of all, oh God, we pray for the backslider, Lord, that you will bring them back in before it's everlastingly too late, oh God, and you anoint the service on tonight, oh God. Hallelujah, glory be to God, for somebody came looking for a miracle. Somebody came looking for to be set free. Somebody came to, oh God, to ask for get an understanding, oh God, of your word, oh God. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would deliver, oh God, hallelujah, according be to thy will and the word. We thank you and we give you glory, honor, and praise in the magnificent, wonderful name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Father, we thank you tonight, God, for allowing us to come together on this line, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus, Father, that you will send a refreshing to your people tonight, God. We pray, Lord God, that you will open the floodgates of heaven, God, and pour out your blessings upon your people tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're meeting the needs of those that are crying out to you tonight, God. We pray in Jesus' name, God, that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven, Lord. We ask that your will be done, not our will, but your will, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, Lord God, that we're going to take place to this line tonight, God. We pray for a fresh wind to flow in the name of Jesus. We ask that you will blow your breath of life, Lord God, to those that need it tonight, God. Send your anointing, Lord God, that will destroy the yokes in the name of Jesus, to break the chains, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, off of those, Lord God, that once was bound, Lord God, so they can rejoice in you, oh God, and say that they've been set free by the hand of God. We thank you, Lord, that tonight, Lord God, you are the Lord of the breakthrough, and we believe you for all that you're going to do tonight, God. We don't want to withhold our praise or our worship, oh God. We don't want to withhold, Lord God, our praise and our thanks to you, oh God. For unto you we live and move and have our being, oh God. We thank you tonight, Lord God, as you're stirring us up, Lord God. We will lift up our hands, oh God, as a sign of surrendering to you, oh God. Surrendering our minds, surrendering our hearts, surrendering our eyes, our hearts, oh God, our ears, in the name of Jesus, that we will be able to hear, that our eyes will be able to see in the name of Jesus. And we will speak well in this hour, in this season, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, God, that we will think of not strange in the fires of trials in the name of Jesus, but we know, Lord God, that you are with us everywhere that we go, oh God. So no longer will we patty cake, Lord God, or even, Lord God, contemplate, Lord God, going on to the other side, God, but we will follow you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Put a conviction in our hearts on today, Lord God, to say, Lord God, that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, for those that are standing in the gap for those that cannot pray for themselves in the name of Jesus. But we pray right now in the name of Jesus for our leaders in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you will strengthen them, Lord God. Strengthen their minds, strengthen their hearts in the name of Jesus. Strengthen, Lord God, the apostles, oh God. Strengthen, Lord God, the prophets in the name of Jesus and the prophetess, oh God. Oh God, we pray that you will cover, Lord God, the pastors, Lord God, and the teachers, Lord God, and the evangelists in the name of Jesus. Help them not to grow.
grow weary in well-doing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But stir them up, Lord God. Let them look, Lord God, and let them know that they can finish the race in Jesus' name. God, that there's nothing that is too hard for you to do, oh God, but we just must surrender ourselves to you today, God. We thank you tonight, Lord God, that there are many souls that are longing for you, oh God, looking for love in the wrong places, oh God, looking, Lord God, for things, Lord God, to satisfy their soul, God, but you're the only one that can satisfy their soul with long life you will give them, Lord God. So, Lord God, let us be the feet, Lord God. Let us be the hands of you in the name of Jesus. Stir us up in Jesus' name, Lord God, that we will go into the highways and the byways in Jesus' name. God, compelling those that are lost, oh God, to come into you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, where you will love, God. Know that your love will draw them to repentance, God, just as you do for us, oh God. We thank you for your love, oh God. Your love, Lord God, is uncomparable, God, in the name of Jesus. It is unstoppable, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that your love reaches, oh God, even to the hardest hearts, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for breaking, Lord God, the stony hearts and giving them a heart of flesh, oh God. Let the woman of God pray for those that are in the prison, God, even those that are in the prison of their mind, in the name of Jesus. Break in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let them know that it's not their fault in Jesus' name. But God, let them know in the name of Jesus that they have been forgiven and they have been released in Jesus' name. God, we thank you that the blood of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over this line tonight in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord God, that there is nothing that you cannot do for your people, oh God. We thank you for those that don't even know how to cry out to you, oh God. They're crying out to false gods. But we thank you in the name of Jesus that you're tearing down the idols in the name of Jesus, where they will get bored in Jesus' name. God, they will get bored, Lord God, and tired, oh God, of living a false life in the name of Jesus. But let them live a true and living life, oh God, where you come that they may have life and have it more abundantly in the name of Jesus. So thank you tonight, God, that they that has an ear, let them hear in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, Lord God, that this is a new day, God. Thank you, Father, for all that you're doing right now, God. We thank you, Lord God, for even pricking our hearts, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, God. And thank you for forgiving us, God. Thank you for washing us. Thank you for purifying us, God. Thank you, oh God, for doing what you said you were doing this hour and this season, God. We surrender ourselves to you tonight. Let your will be done in Jesus' name. And use up, Lord God, the man of God on this line tonight, God. Send a fresh wind through his house in the name of Jesus. Send a fresh wind, Lord God. Anoint his lips of clay in the name of Jesus. Use him for your glory, oh God. We thank you for what you're going to do tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
depression that steals my voice, a confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Got bad news, life just darkened my day. My family's in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I'm yours truly, prophet and teacher, Lauren Matthews, and I welcome you all from around the world for joining us on this awesome day, on this, in this awesome season. The countdown is on for a day that many people have been looking for, 2/22/2022, just not many hours away, but we certainly thank God for each and every one of you are joining us on this 21st day of February in 2022, and we certainly thank God for those that are listening in Sierra Leone, West Africa, Ghana, Australia. We thank you all for joining us. Those parts of the world, those that are joining us in England, Lebanon, being part of it today, and those of you who are joining us around the United States, for being with us on this very, very awesome night on the eve of phenomenal conference that we just finished in the city of Hampton, Virginia, Newport News, very, very powerful conference hosted by one of my sons in the gospel, Apostle Maurice Simmons, the Prophet Eugene Simmons, of Restoration Truth Ministry, the powerful conference. I tell you, it was one of a kind to behold. And many of you who joined us from different parts of the world, the United States, that came in for the conference, we bless you all on today. And thank you for being in the atmosphere and making it conducive for so many people. This powerful conference was one of a kind. What's Love Empowerment Conference 2? We had a phenomenal time, and we thank you for our host, the man of God and the woman of God. Thank you so much for allowing us to be there with you all for this second year, and those who came in from different parts of the states, those who are kingdom leaders under our umbrella. We bless the Lord for all of you for joining us and being part. If you were on with us at 5 a.m. this morning, you missed a treat this morning. Our wonderful, awesome evangelist and mother, Johnson, Rossi Johnson, blessed us. And we just took it from there. And then evangelist Gwen Smith just took up, Gwen Marshall just took us on in the authenticity of ministry, relationship, forgiveness. It was just a powerful time, and those who were listening in, who stayed in the after set of things, were tremendously blessed. So we just thank God for each and every one of you. I want to take this time to thank our kingdom leaders who come faithfully to share the word of God, whether through a word of knowledge, word of wisdom, a teaching word of encouragement, a prophetic word. We thank each and every one of you all for all the positions and roles that you all play. And we don't take it lightly. Your graciousness for being obedient and sensitive to the Lord as a vessel and lips of clay to bless us. So I thank God for you all on this day for what you do. All right, I want to talk about the vision of the prophetic conference land that was birthed out of the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, verse number 1 through 4. However, before I do that, I just want to let some of you know who are trying to get on the conference line. And there are people trying to get on. Some people are trying to unmute themselves. We are in a high traffic right now, so we have a lot of people joining us tonight. So the traffic is very large on here. And then for some who just can't get on, please continue to try or tell other people they can call the 317 number, 527-6188. You know, I'm the host, and I can't get on a 218 myself. So if you can't get on through the 218, try 319-527-6188. Or go to the Facebook page and listen in, because I believe you're going to be in for a treat tonight. Administrator, are people able to start? Are they able to get on now?
Yes, sir, but it is it's a backup. I think a lot of you trying to call it the same. Yep, able to get on.
I can't hear you, Mildred. I am so sorry.
Yes, sir. They're able. Some of them are able to get on. It's just a backup. I think a lot of them are trying to call in at the same time, but some of them are getting in.
Okay. All right. So we're going to have an awesome time tonight. There will be a powerful word from the Lord on tonight that will bless the people of God. So let me share quickly about the vision of this prophetic conference line that will birth out of the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, verse number 1 through 4. Habakkuk chapter number 2, verse number 1 through 4. And Habakkuk said, I will stand upon my watch, and I will set me upon the tower, and I will wait to see what the Lord would say unto me when I am reproved. That word means when I am made ready. Verse number 2, he said, and write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that they may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry, wait for it, for it will surely come to pass. His soul, which is not upright in him, is not upright, but the just shall live by faith. The vision of this prophetic conference line that we established almost 11 years ago in the city of Montgomery, Alabama, sitting at the table on Shep Court with seven people, we started the conference line just with seven people during the 5 a.m. time, and we all fasted for 7 days to see which direction the Lord will lead us into as it relates to the conference line in ministry. And from that 7-day fast, we started, it went continuously for, to even now, we were on the conference line 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday, every single day of the week for approximately, we started off from that fast, 5 a.m. praying, and we went to 7 days. We went to 7 days, and we continued to pray. And from that prayer and fasting, the conference line was birthed from that place, and we continued to do the conference line every single day. And I taught every single day, Monday through Sunday, on the conference line for, I believe, 400 and some straight days every day, and I was on there. And then we started raising up prophetic leaders to come on and teach, and they came on as well. And that's when we established the Monday night prophetic teaching, which grew from the 5 a.m., and we have the Monday night. And in 2019, going into 2020, we made a decision because of my schedule and traveling that we were going to do it only twice a month, that's first and third, Monday night. And then we shifted the dynamics of the conference line to Monday, Tuesday, 5 a.m., Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, 5 a.m., first and third, Friday, first and third, Saturday, and Wednesday, noonday. And then we have our midnight prayer. So from that place, we established the conference line, and out of that came what we call our Lifeline Conference, which will be our 11th year. So prepare yourself for the 11th year Lifeline Conference 2022 in the great city of the great city of Harvey, Illinois. And we're looking forward to seeing many of you there here for this awesome event in 2022. And the date of that, Administrator Brian, will you give that date real quickly to the people of God? It's June. It's in June. So you want to give that date to the people?
Yes, sir. It's in June. It will be June the 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Absolutely, June 24th. So thank you, Administrator Brian. So we're looking forward to seeing many of you, so you can schedule, set your calendar for that time and date. We're looking forward to seeing many of you there for the Lifeline Conference 2022 home. And then we talked with some of our team leaders that we're going, it's our intention to move it in 2023 to another state. So we'll probably do a little lottery to choose where we want to go from there with the Lifeline Conference, because we know last year was just almost beyond capacity last year to hold it in our facility. We'll accommodate this year because we'll have the downstairs facility and a big screen available for the people of God in this year. All right, let me talk about the vision of the prophetic conference line, birth out of this place. The book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, verses 1-4. And the vision of the prophetic conference line is to communicate the life of God to this people and change the world with one touch of the dialing of the phone, and to become a voice of healing, reconciliation, and strength to a generation that have lost touch with church business as usual and are in need of kingdom leaders at heart that would allow them to become open to communicate their heart about any forces that will force them from seeing God as holy and his promise for the total person. The mission of this is through teaching, training, prophesying, and activating the fight of God within the person. And from that place, the conflict map was birthed. We had the vision and the purpose from that place. And certainly through that medium, God has blessed us to be able to connect with ministry and some of the great ministry that are with us and part of us in there with our 15 churches in Sierra Leone and Apostle Boba, Emmanuel Boba, who's overseeing those churches. We established our well over there in honor of Bishop Rand Allen that served 486,000 people there in the city of Sierra Leone there. And we thank God. We thank God for our sons and daughters that are part of the ministry, part of the movement, and the many other leaderships, leaders and pastors and people that have chose to come under our tutelage and training to be part of what we are doing. So certainly we thank God for each and every one of you all who have so graciously allowed us to pastor your purpose. Our theme is we don't pastor people, we pastor God's purpose in the people. So we thank God for you all, from those in California to those that are in Nevada, to those that are in Texas, to those that are in South Carolina, those that are in North Carolina, those that are in Virginia, those who are in Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, those who are in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, those who are in the eastern coast, those who are in Indiana. I think I mentioned those already. Indiana, those who are in Missouri that are representing Ohio, Michigan, and I think that Florida, the Panhandle down there, and Georgia as well. We just honor you all for the New York too, New Jersey too as well. We thank God for those in Philadelphia as well that are part. So we thank God for so many of you. And if I missed your state, you can state it at the end what state you are in and you're contributing with us. All right. But we bless the Lord for you all that are part of this move that God has given us in the land, in the city, and in the nation. We bless the Lord for you, and you on today. Once again, those who are trying to get on, if you know anybody, please let them know. You can take the flyer off of my page or Administrator Brian page and share with others too, and invite them to come on as well too. All right, bless the Lord. Thank you to our Elder Samuel Hunter, who blessed the people of God at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry yesterday, Sunday morning. Thank you, great leaders and men and women of God. Pastor, love you immensely, and thank God for you as well for all that you do and your commitment and dedication. All right, people of God, we have a powerful kingdom leader that's going to bless us tonight and going to bless our spirit and bless our soul on tonight, and we honor the great man of God. Many of you know him from first. He's on every first Monday at 5 a.m. in the Central Time. He's a great, powerful kingdom leader, a great expository man of the Word of God, and a prophetic gift to the body of Christ. And certainly we thank God for him and honor him for being part of this wind that's blowing in the land. And we appreciate him for being one of the powerful kingdom leaders that God used to bless the conference line and so many people in the 5 a.m. every first Monday, Monday, 5 a.m. So he's been a blessing, and not only that, he's a treat to the kingdom of God. And certainly I won't prolong any more time. We want to bless the man of God, our good friend and good kingdom leader, pastor and prophet Jerry Wallace from the state of Alabama. But what we're going to do, we're going to have two of our commercials to come on. After that, once those commercials are done, we're going to welcome him on tonight. And those who are listening from around the world, you'll get to know him. If you don't know him, you'll definitely have an opportunity to know him tonight. Administrator Brian, bring the commercials in. And after that, man of God, come on in and bless the people of God. We bless you on tonight, man of God.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The Ultimate Read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
God bless you, man of God. Come on in, Apostle Jerry Wallace. You can unmute yourself, man of God, and come on in and bless the people of God. We welcome you on. God bless you, man of God.
Prophet Matthew.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
God bless you, Prophet Matthew. We give God the praise.
God bless you, sir.
We give him the glory and honor. And God is so good. I thank God for this opportunity to minister the uncompromised word of God. I tell you, God is in the blessing business. Glory to God. God is doing great things for us. And I just give God the praise, glory to God, for what he's doing. I tell you, glory to God, God loves us. He cares about us. Glory to God, he cares about whatever you are going through with, you are faced with. Glory to God, he's a God that can deliver. He's a God that can set you free. Glory to God, there is nothing too hard for this God whom we all serve. And I tell you, I just thank God and I praise him for what he's doing, glory to God, for his people all over the world. Glory to God, and I give him the glory for it. We're going to go right into the word of God. Glory to God, I want you to go with me to Psalms 55. This is a word that God began to give me, glory to God, and I just want to minister and do his will on tonight. Psalms 55, and the title of the message is Let Jesus Do It. Let me say that again. Let Jesus do it. The key thing to getting God to move for you or getting God to solve your problem, the number one thing is that you got to let him. You got to let go of it. You got the word of God said, cast your cares, all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Glory to God. God can only do. Let me say this. He can do anything, but he can only do what you let him do. Oh, glory to God. The word led me to relax or release one's hold. If you don't let go of it, there's nothing God can do. So, glory to God, God is saying whatever you are faced with right now, whatever is happening in your life, whatever the problem, if you can relax and release it and take your hands off of it, Jesus can fix it for you. He'll do it. There is nothing too hard for God. Oh, glory to God. Nothing. When God said nothing, he means nothing. Oh, glory to God. He can do anything but fail. In the book of Psalms 55, starting at the 16th verse, it said, "Ask for me, I will call upon God." David talking. He said, "Ask for me. I don't know about nobody else, but ask for me. I will call upon God. And the Lord shall save me." Oh, glory to God. In other words, David literally was saying, "I know what he can do. If I let go, if I call on him, if I give him my problem, glory to God, I know that he will save me. I know that he will deliver me. I know that he can turn things around for me." See, the key thing is this, is that you got to know, glory to God, what your God can do. If you never let go and catch your cares, glory to God, or let God work a problem out for you, glory to God, you will never know he can. Oh, glory to God. Jesus, glory to God, he'll do it. He'll deliver. He'll set you free. But you got to let him do it. You can't give it to God and then take it back. You must release it. You must just relax and release it, glory to God, into his hands. Knowing, glory to God, that God can change anything. Knowing that God can deliver. Knowing that God can turn my circumstance around. Oh, glory to God. Then David said, "Evening and morning and at noon, I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." Oh, glory to God. See, the key thing, you got to know that when you come to God, when you, glory to God, talk to God, you got to know that God hears you. You got to have that confidence that when I come before God, I know that my God hears me. And if I know he hear me, and if I know, glory to God, that he can do anything, glory to God, that I won't have a problem of releasing or letting go of my problem and giving it to God and letting God solve it. Yeah, you got to let Jesus do it. Oh, glory to God, there's some things, glory to God, that you just can't do. You got to let him do it. And the thing about it, glory to God, is that God want to do it. God want to turn things around for you. God want to solve your problem. God want to get the devil off your back. God want, glory to God, to get the enemy off the things, glory to God, that you've been trusting God for. God want to do these things for you. I believe that 2022 is a year, glory to God, that the things you've been trusting God for, the things that you've been waiting on, I believe that God will release it this year. I believe that God got a great breakthrough for his people. I believe that God got a great deliverance and a great blessing for his people. Glory to God. And I tell you, glory to God, I'm going to let my God do it. I'm going to let my God solve my problem. I'm going to let my God deliver me. I'm going to let my God bless me. I'm going to let my God turn my circumstance around. I just got to let him do it. That's all you got to do. You got to let Jesus do this for you. Oh, glory to God. Let also mean to give opportunity to. Don't you know that when you, glory to God, cast your cares on the Lord and when you give your problem to God, you, glory to God, you're giving God an opportunity to show you who he is and what he can do and how he can deliver and how he can turn your circumstance around. Yeah, I got to let Jesus do it. Yeah, I got to let him do it for me. I've been waiting a long time. I got to let God solve this. This same problem keep coming up. This same situation keep happening. Glory to God. I got to let go of it and give him the opportunity to turn it around for me. Let Jesus, let him do it. And he said, he said, hear my voice. David talking. He said, hear my voice when I pray and cry aloud. He said, hear my voice. When I go before God, I know what God can do. I know, Lord of God, that when I kneel down and begin to pray, I know that my Father hears me. I know, not only do I know he hears me, but I know that he'll solve my problem. I know that he'll turn things around for me if I just let go of it and lay it in his hands and leave it alone. Then let Jesus do it. Let him do it. I don't know, glory to God, what you're going through it, but God told me to tell you, let him do it. He'll do it for you. He'll fix it. He'll turn it around for you. Oh, glory to God. Then David said this, glory to God. He said, he delivered my soul in peace. See, when you let God do it, he'll deliver you. He'll deliver you in peace. He'll cause the trouble to leave from around you if you let him do it. Oh, glory to God. Because the thing about it is this. When you let someone do something, glory to God, you've given that individual an opportunity to do it. Glory to God. When you let Jesus do it, you make an adjustment. Because sometimes, glory to God, we want to do it. See, when you let Jesus do it, you making an adjustment. You said, glory to God, I know I can't do it, so let me just let it go and let God do this for me. Glory to God. And when you let the Lord do it, glory to God, there is a waiting in that. And I think that's where we mess up at, is that God ain't in no hurry. Glory to God. And we start messing with what we gave to God. Waiting is something else. They that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew. So if you let him do it while you're waiting, he knew, glory to God, that you might get a little weak, glory to God. So he said, he shall renew your strength. Oh, glory to God. You'll mount up like wings of an eagle. You'll run and not faint. You'll walk and not be weary. If you let him, if you lean on him, if you depend on him, oh, glory to God, God will help you while you're waiting. While you're waiting on God to change things for you. Yeah, you just got to let him do it. Oh, glory to God. And what I love about God, glory to God, is that he ain't going to make you let him do it either. He'll let you give the problem. He'll let you take it right back. Glory to God. See, when you let Jesus do it, glory to God, you're giving trust. In other words, you're trusting God to fix this thing for you. Oh, glory to God. You got to let him say, let him do it. He's been wanting to solve this for you. He's been wanting to deliver. He's been wanting to change things for you. Don't let 22, glory to God, be like 21. Oh, glory to God. Let him fix this. Let him cause that thing to leave you and never return no more. You got to let him do it. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. He hath delivered my soul in peace and from the battle that was against me. For there were many with me. In other words, David said, I was in this battle. A lot of people was against me. But because I gave it to God, because I turn it over to him, because I let him, glory to God, God came through for me. Glory to God. See, the pain about it, the battle that you might be in, it might be great. It might be hard. It might be tough, glory to God. But the pain about it, if you let God do it, glory to God, you won't see that battle no more. You won't see that problem no more if you let Jesus do it. Oh, glory to God. That's the key, Satan. Cast that burden upon the Lord. He shall sustain thee. In other words, why are you letting me do this? Why I'm working this thing out? Glory to God. God saying, glory to God, I will sustain you. I'm not going to let you fall. I'm not going to let you down. I'm not going to let the problem take you out. Glory to God. But I got to cast the burden on him, though. I got to let him do it. I got to give it to him. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. He said, never suffer the righteous to be moved. Look what God would do if you let him do it. Look what God would do if you let go of it and give it to him. Glory to God, he'll sustain you while you're waiting on God to manifest, glory to God, what you want him to do for you. Glory to God, then the Bible says, glory to God, he'll sustain you. Oh, glory to God, he'll keep you. Oh, blessed be the name. He said, never suffer the righteous to be moved. God wants to prove himself. God wants to show you what he can do. Why is it that we give the problem to God and we see God work this problem out? And the next problem is greater than the first problem. But now, because it's greater, we can't trust God now. Don't you know when God delivered you from the first problem, surely your confidence should be increased before the next greater problem might come your way. Now you got to let him. If he did the first time, surely he would do it the second time. If he did it the second time, surely he would do it the third time. Oh, glory to God. God will continually to deliver you. God will continually bless you. God will continually turn things around for you if you let him. God ain't making no one let him. Oh, glory to God. God, he ain't making you to let me do it for you. He's literally saying, give me the opportunity. You got to do it. Let me to give opportunity too. You got to give God the opportunity to fix it for you, to turn it around for you. Oh, glory to God. The Bible said God make the crooked straight. He'll make your crooked places straight for you. Oh, glory to God. God knows what to do. Cast that burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall suffer. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, to bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live. I have their days, but I will trust in the Lord. When you give God the opportunity to solve your problem, to fix things for you, glory to God. God said, David said, I will trust in the Lord. That's what you're doing. When you let Jesus do it, you trust in him. That's what we got to do. We got to trust God. The days that we are living in now, oh, glory to God, days, glory to God, of trouble. But the key thing, glory to God, in the midst of all of this stuff that's happening on earth, God still won't let his righteous be moved. God still won't let you, glory to God, be defeated. If you let him, if you cast your care on him, Jesus, let Jesus do it. Let him do it for you. Oh, glory to God. The word of God said the woman that had an issue of blood, 12 years, she suffered. She spent everything she had. Oh, glory to God. No cure. Nobody could fix this for her. No doctors, no medicine to solve this problem. He heard that Jesus was passing through the city on his way to Jairus' house for Jesus to heal Jairus' daughter. And Jesus was interrupted. This woman made up in her mind. Not supposed to be out in the public, glory to God, during that time, glory to God. And the thing about it, this lady decided, hey, I'm going to let him do it. I'm going to let him. She said, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I know that I will be made whole. In other words, glory to God, she made an effort towards God. She gave God an opportunity, even though she didn't speak it to God, but she still was giving him an opportunity. Because she said, if I can get to the hill, that's just like telling God, hey, telling God about the problem. She gave him an opportunity. Oh, glory to God. The Bible said when she touched Jesus. So when you give God an opportunity and when you release it to God's hands, glory to God, God will solve your problem. Bible said immediately her blood dried up. Immediately. Just as soon as she touched him, Jesus healed the woman. The manifestation, glory to God, of letting Jesus do it, it was manifest right then and there. God is that same God today. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. The man don't change. If you let him, if you let Jesus do it, the Bible said that Jesus said, who touched me? Oh, glory to God. They told, the disciples said, all these people around you, and you saying, who touched you? Jesus said, the virtue left me. The healing, the anointing left me. The Lord turned around and told her, said, daughter, by faith, because you had confidence in me, and because you let me, you believe in me, you let me, the manifestation happen. God is that same God today, saying, let Jesus do it. He's the same God that can turn things around for you. It doesn't matter what you are faced with. It doesn't matter how bad it looks. Or is. He can fix it. He can do it for you. But you must let him. You must take your hands off of it. You must release it and put it in his hands. And leave it there. If you do that, I guarantee you, through my 40 years of preaching, I tell you that he would do it for you. He won't fail you. He won't let you down if you will let Jesus do it. That's amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless you on tonight, man of God, with the word from the Lord. Let God do it. Amen. Well, we bless the Lord for you, man of God. What we're going to do is open up the line for questions or comments from the people of God. I mean, if you want to pray for some of the people, if the Lord leads you, release a word over them if the Lord leads you. If you're listening, those of you who are listening, Minister Brown, we'll take a commercial break and we'll come back. We're thanking God for Apostle Jerry Wallace from the state of Alabama. We thank him for joining us on tonight. We're going to take a commercial. We'll be right back with the man of God right after these commercial breaks. We'll be right back with the man of God, and we're going to open up the line for people who have a question or comment for the man of God, or just prayer.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Amen. Bless the people of God. We'll be back with Prophet of the Lord, Jerry Wallace, great kingdom leader, man of God. Anyone who have a question for the man of God, man, we just thank you for this powerful word that you released unto us on tonight. And we just thank God for you, man, what a word tonight. Because a lot of times in the body, we give a thing back to the Lord and we take it back. And then we create bigger. We go through a big event and a small one. We still don't put trust in the Lord. So I definitely thank God for the word on tonight, man of God, that you released unto us. Those of you who are listening in, if you have a question and comment for the man of God on tonight, we want to give you opportunity to do that. Those, if you're on the Blog Talk Radio side, hit one on your dial. Blog Talk Radio side, just hit one on your dial. We'll bring you in. Administrator Brian, any questions and comments from the chat room over there?
There's a couple of statements from people in the Birmingham, Alabama area just saying a powerful word, man of God, that you bless them on tonight, and people out of Mississippi that are giving comments on tonight.
Amen. Bless the Lord for you, man of God. If there's any questions and comments over there on that side, hit one on the Blog Talk side. If you're on the conference side, all you have to do is it's hit star 6 and come in with your comment or your question. Man of God, once again, we bless the Lord for you on today, Apostle.
Yeah, we just thank God, man. The Lord is doing great things. I'm just deciding and making a point in my life that I'm going to let the Lord do everything that he wanted to do in my life. Anything that comes up against me, I just get cast it on him. Even in my ministry, even in traveling, doing revivals for him. Now, I want to say this to Prophet Matthew. The Lord had blessed me. I got a phone call, well, email. It was on Facebook. And this lady out of Pakistan, man, God is so great. Pakistanian lady, she's an evangelist, and her and her husband have service in their home. About 70 people travel to her home, and she told me, she said, I saw you on YouTube preaching. Man, it's something about technology now. I can understand what God said, the whole world gonna hear his gospel. And she asked me, she said, I don't need your money. All I need is your time that you would have a Bible study with her. She said, me and my husband, we speak fluent English. She said, we got one Bible, one Holy Bible, King James, in our language. She said, people is getting saved. They coming to my home. She said, and she asked me, she said, do you have WhatsApp? And I told her, yeah. She said, well, we want to call you, and we want to put it on the camera, put the camera on your phone where you can see us and we can see you. And the thing about it, I told her, I said, ma'am, I'm in revival. I'm doing a lot of meetings. And she said, just 20 minutes of your time. And the Lord spoke to me. He told me, he said, Jerry, he said, I'm always available. What about you? And I told God, I said, God, I'm going to be available then. I said, I will be available. I said, Monday was last Monday. I was here in my church, glory to God, in Tennessee, and I ministered to them at 7 in the morning. She called me at 7 in the morning. It's 5 p.m. in Pakistan. I preached the word of God, taught the word of God. Don't you know it was over 70 people sitting on the floor of her home. Oh, glory to God. People in their 60s and 70s sitting on the floor listening to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Wow.
God gave me 25 souls. Oh, blessed be 25 souls gave their life. Muslims now, Muslims gave their life to God. And the Lord told me, he said, I want you to continue to do this. He said, son, for more will come.
Wow.
So the lady told me, she said, Papa, what is the name of your church? I want the name of your church to be the name of our church in Pakistan.
Wow.
She said, I want your church to be our cover.
Now,
I know there was a prophet when it got out of Mississippi told me, he said, Papa, what else you going to have churches in other countries? I just looked at the brother. I said, okay. But I see what God is doing now. God told me that when I turn 60, June the 22nd, I'll be 60 years old. He said, Jerry, you're walking your destiny that I showed you when you was 18 years old. See, people need to realize, glory to God, that you don't get this overnight. You go through, you pay the price for the anointing that God gives you. Glory to God. God ain't giving people a great anointing on their life, glory to God, overnight. You must pay the price for it. Oh,
that's
glory to God. I said, God, I thank you. Glory to God. And she told me, she said, Papa Wallace, all we need, she said, I only have one Bible. One Bible. That's all we got. She said, really the country started sort of allowing us to get the Bibles, the Holy Bible. I said, man, I said, people sitting on the floor, and I look at America, I look at us, how we take God's word for granted.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. How we take it so lightly. It's sad. God told me one day, he said, America is spoiled. He ain't lying on us. We are.
No.
Oh, glory to God.
No, he's not.
I mean, people traveling, man, miles just to get to the lady's house.
Yes, sir.
We got church right in our backyard. We won't even come out our back door.
Nope.
I said, Lord,
yeah.
I will do your will. I'm going to let Jesus do it. I'm going to let him do it. Oh,
wow,
glory to God. I tell you, and she told me this. She said, we just need Bibles. And she said, I asked her, I said, how much is a Bible in your language, in your country? She said, $6. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, I'm going to talk to some of the preachers I know, some of these folks I'm doing revivals for. I said, surely they can give me $6. Don't you know that God bless me? Bless me, man. People start telling me, Papa Wells, we know that you ain't going to get in no mess. I said, I don't get in no mess. I said, everything I do is led by God. God got to tell me to do it. I said, but all they need is a Bible. And don't you know God bless me where that we have raised where that we'll be able to get about 70 to 80 Bibles for them. She got about 70 people that have ministry. 20 or 25 of them got saved Monday through me. I said, Lord, I thank you. I told God, if I can take $100 and go play golf, surely I can give $6 and get a Bible.
That's it.
Man, I tell you, God, he's good.
My God, man, God, that's awesome. That's phenomenal. Now, that's what I call an awesome praise report, man of God, coming from you and blessing the people on tonight and prophetically receiving the word and watching the manifestation of what the Lord is doing through you around the world, just in your office, touching the lives around the world in Pakistan. Yeah. That's powerful. That's powerful. Amen. All right, anyone got a question or comment for the man of God?
Oh, good afternoon, Prophet. This is Pastor Aaron.
God bless you, Pastor bless you. Aaron. Good to see, hear you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was listening to the man of God teach, and I just love how he even mentions David and a little bit of the tribe of David, and even a little bit of the woman with the issue of blood. But one thing he said in particular, which I quoted down. The man of God said, "When you let Jesus do it, you make an adjustment," and I find that just so important, because you know, even I think about he said the word adjustment. It brought my mind to a chiropractic practice. You know, some years ago, me and my mother and a couple of my brothers got to an accident some years ago, and it kind of bothers our back from time to time on occasion. But but even with a chiropractic practice, you know, it's, you have to make an adjustment, has to be made. It sometimes it's strange, it's uncomfortable, but it's very well needed. So, I mean, just listen to the man of God teach. He says, when you let Jesus do it, you make an adjustment. So even if we find ourselves uncomfortable sometimes, we may not even like the situation that we're in or what we may have to go through when we give Jesus a chance, but it's well worth it. You know, we become... our posture becomes adjusted. Our body becomes well tuned to what we need. Our walk begins to even change. And I just thank God for the man of God on this evening for that teaching. God bless you.
Bless you.
Amen.
You know, just like you said, you got to make that adjustment. You know, because it will be uncomfortable, because you know when you are a person that is very independent, I mean, it's hard to just let go and let somebody else take it
right. And
fix it. No, but like you said, if you make that adjustment, glory to God, when you cast your care, I mean, you're giving it to God. That's why God said, cast it on me. Because God knows, glory to God, that you can't fix it. You can't solve it. You can't turn it around. You can't change it. So why not
right. Make
that adjustment and say, "You got it. I'm giving it to you. I ain't going to mess with it. You got it. Help me
right. Not
to mess with it. Let me leave it in your hands, in your care. Because when God gets through with it, you ain't going to see that problem no more." And that's amen. You won't see it. If you let God do it, you will not see it no more. Like God told the children of Israel, told Moses, he said, "These Egyptians you see today, you ain't seeing them no more. That's going to be it."
That's right.
And it was it. If we let God do it, man, you ain't going to see that problem no more. Glory to God. But if you don't let him do it, oh, that problem going to face you again.
That's it. That is so true, man of God. Wow. That is so very true. Thank God, Pastor Aaron from Ark Family Fellowship. Marion, South Carolina, thank you, man of God, for sharing that and making that comment on today. We enjoyed you, man of God, at the conference on past weekend as well. You and Overseer Jamie and your assistant pastor and your other leader there. Bless the Lord for you all. Amen.
Amen. It was an honor to be present. Thank God for you all on this evening.
Amen. On as well. Anyone else have a question for the man of God on tonight?
Yes. God bless you, Prophet Matthews.
God bless you.
And God bless you, man of God.
Minister Pickett, bless you, woman of God.
I just want to thank the Lord for allowing this message to come forth on tonight. Let Jesus do it. And I think it's so powerful because when we, as the man of God said, if we let go and let God, he will take care of it for you. And a lot of times we don't want to let it go because we want to keep our hands on it. But out of obedience, when we do give it to him, he will bless it. He will take care of it. And as the scripture said, shared, that he shared in Psalms 55 about how having peace, he will give us peace. And so I thank the Lord tonight because it is something that we do need to hear and as a reminder to let it go and to let God have his way. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you too as well. Mr. Patrice Pickett, thank God for your ministry and worship, and thank God for you as well, woman of God. Thank you so much. Anyone else tonight?
Amen. Good evening, Doctor.
God bless you, Apostle Maurice Simmons. Bless you, man, sir.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Bless you, man. Bless you. Apostle Wallace, bless you, sir. Good to hear your voice, man.
Hey, you too, man. God bless you, man.
Yes, sir. I hear the fire, the wind of God is blowing. It's still blowing, Prophet. And, man, I like the I like what I call it's the breakdown for the buildup. I like the way you broke it down and building the people back up again to really trust God, as you said through your message, how we must let go and let God. I believe that if when the people of God really do that, we will really see the manifestation of what God can do for our lives.
Yes,
man,
Lord.
Powerful word. I know, especially when you took it from the Psalms of David and then took it back over to the Gospels, when you were talking about the woman with the issue of blood, and this is where I always remind the people, if you touch kingdom, kingdom will touch you back. And if we can ever tap into
yes,
that
sir.
Place to really let God do what he need to do, we ain't got to run around with all the life issues and the things that we're dealing with. And when you was breaking it down about the woman with the issue of blood, how you know she we know what she did. It took some time. I mean, I believe the Bible you said 12 long years. It took some time for her, amen, to really get her healing, her breakthrough, her deliverance through her pressing through the crowd and touching just his him. It's him, and the virtue came out of him to. Give her what she needed. And many of us stand in need of many things from God. Again, I said we're all on different levels of faith, but in our walk with God, many of us need different things, man, from God. And we know that when we let go the cares of this life and really let God do what he need to do in and through our life, man, it will save us so much heartache and headache, what I call of life, man. And I'm learning it on this journey. How powerful God is when we let him do it. When we let him do it. You say we have to let him do it. So God ain't going to override
yes,
our will in order for us to. We have to submit our will to him, surrender
yes.
to him,
yes.
so we can see what he can do in and through our life. That's all he wants us to do. So I thank God for your word tonight, man. Another word of encouragement, letting us know that God is still speaking. He's still using men and women of God to share his word. Whether it come again by the written word or whether it come by rhema. Just like you gave the miracle, I call it a miracle concerning the woman of God reaching out to you from Pakistan and just seeing how the souls, 25 souls got saved. It ain't going to stop that man of God. You just continue,
yeah.
amen, to breathe out the sound of God and watch what God would do
yeah.
In and through your sound, man. I'm telling you, it's going to be powerful. Especially the prophet, you've been prophesying about it for many kingdom leaders, man, 2022, 2023, 2024, 2025. It's going to be powerful years for the men and women of God. I'm talking about those that will make themselves available to God. Watch how, what God can
yeah.
do, man. He ain't concerned about your ability. All he wants is your availability. And thank
yeah.
you for being obedient to God, man, for your availability. Bless y'all on tonight.
Bless you.
Bless you too, man.
You know, some brothers, when you know, when God has said about the woman with the issue, you know that Jesus was headed to Jairus' house. Jairus had gave the Lord an opportunity, but it was interrupted. And when it was interrupted, that as Pastor Simmons was talking, God brought this to me and said, when Jairus, me getting to his house was interrupted, he said, during that time, his daughter died. Jesus told Jairus, come on, you gave me the opportunity. Because she's dead, I'm not turning down the opportunity. Come on, just let me do this. I mean, if you look at it, it was interrupting. Sometimes some things in our life, while we trust in God, while we gave it to God, things might come up and try to interrupt it, but God's still saying, let's go. Just believe. Leave it with me. Don't take it from me now. Just leave it there. And that's what God told Jairus. Let Jairus know. Just believe. I might have gotten delayed a couple of minutes. She's dead, but yet still, I can still do this for you. I can still solve this problem for you. Oh, glory to God. Yeah. And Jesus had to encourage Jairus to tell him, hey, just believe, let's go. The Lord never let nothing negative stop him from doing what he knew that his father could do. When you build up a reputation of trusting God and seeing God solve problems for you, no matter what negative come up, you ain't going to let that stop you because you know what he can do because he did it before. Oh, glory to God. And that is what God wants. He wants us to have confidence because the same God that did it the first time, he'll continue. He'll continue to do it if you continually to let him do it.
Wow. Powerful. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Man, I'm telling you. That's what I'm talking about, man of God. Letting the Lord God have his way. Letting the Lord do it. Amen. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. Well, thanks to God. Any questions over there on the blog side, Administrator Brian?
No, sir, our lines are clear.
All right. Thank you, Administrator Brian. All right. Apostle, man, I tell you once again, we thank God for you on tonight. Thank God for the word of God that you shared. For those who would like a copy of tonight's teaching and the word of God that was released by the man of God, you can go over to Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Larine Matthew on that side and get a copy of tonight's word. Let God do it by yours truly, Prophet Pastor Jerry Wallace from Alabama, who churches in Tennessee there, great kingdom leader and a great evangelist of the word of God. We thank God for him on tonight. Anyone else got a question or comment for the man of God? All righty. Well, we bless the Lord tonight. All right, so if you want to be a blessing to this ministry on tonight and sow a seed into the work that we're doing, certainly we honor the Lord for your giving tonight. Those who want to be a blessing, you can go to Cash App Money Sign, R-F-P-I-M, Cash App Money Sign, R-F-P-I-M, and be a blessing, sow a seed into the work that we're doing. Also, you can go to Zelle, We Restore You. That's the letter U, at yahoo.com. We Restore You, at yahoo.com. Or you can go to our website at We Restore You, .org, and be a blessing. Certainly, we're going to be a blessing to our great team and may the man of God that bless us on tonight. Those of you who are joining us tonight, we thank God for you all. I know there was some of you who had a hard time coming on. I think they fixed the glitches over here that you may be able to jump on to be with us on tonight. We're just thanking God for Apostle Jerry Wallace. Apostle Wallace, tell us the name of your ministry, a little bit about your ministry there, man of God, and how the people can reach out to your ministry there.
Okay, the name of my ministry is Truth and Deliverance International Ministry, and then also Jerry Wallace Evangelistic Ministry. And, you know, you get me on Facebook, Jerry Wallace Evangelistic Ministry, where we stream live from the church on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. And we get ready to, I took your advice, and God kept telling me to do it. This Saturday, we're going to be coming on Facebook Live for I say an hour preaching. The name of the show going to be That's a Man. Every Saturday at 5 p.m., the name of the show is That's a Man. So we're gonna have to do what God has commanded us to do. We've been kind of around, but we're going to dive on our feet and do what
He
told us
to do. Yes, man, I'm excited to hear
that. We just thank God. We thank God for what He's doing for us, man. Thank God just for the ministry, for the traveling, for doing the revivals that God have allowed me to do. And, I just thank God for new doors opening up for me. And I'm excited about it. You know, God doing great things.
Yes, we're excited for you.
I think I'm going to be with Apostle Todman, Preach the Word, Worldwide Network. I'll be there March the 12th. For her on her network in Atlanta. So we just thank God for that. She told me, boy, it's been a long time since I've seen you. After years of years.
Yeah.
So we just give God the praise for every opportunity that God gives us. You know, we nothing but just servants. That's all we are. I'm just trying to do what God told me to do and remain humble, because if I remain humble, He would exalt me. No matter what God takes me, God told me. He said, Jerry, no matter where I take you to, no matter who you stand before, no matter what platform you on, He said, always remain a base. And that's a man. And that's what I'm going to do. Remain Jerry Wallace, humble, the way that God want me to be. Because I just want to do His will, man. I want to keep seeing souls saved, people delivered, or set free, people into the kingdom of God. Take them out of the pits of hell and put them in the kingdom of God. That's me. That's all I want. And I thank God. I thank God for you, Prophet Matthews. I thank God for the opportunity. I tell people everywhere I go, I don't meet strangers. I meet friends because I show myself friendly. When we met in Atlanta, I believe that it was a divine intervention by God. I believe that.
Yes.
So when you was there, Pastor Rance Allen, and I just believe that, man. I just believe that.
Yeah. Man, I believe that too, man of God, and I certainly celebrate you in the ministry that you have in you and the lives that you're touching and the impact that you're making over the kingdom of God, man of God. And I know you're going to bless the people over there March 12th in Atlanta, Georgia, for Preach the Word Worldwide Network and the lives that will be touched through your frequency. Man, I just bless God for you on today, and we love you immensely. And we thank God for you over here. And we're definitely looking forward to you being with us for the Lifeline Conference 2022 this year. It's been a couple of years since we've seen you. And, man, it's always an honor when we get together. And whatever arena we're in, it's always good to break bread, man. You always remain humble and love God's people, and always been a powerful kingdom leader everywhere you go and ever since I met you. So I honor the Lord for you, man. Amen. Well, we thank God for the man serving on today, and we bless the Lord for him and being a vessel that the Lord could use. And we thank God for him. Many of you can listen to him on Facebook Live on Saturday, 5 o'clock p.m. Go over to look up Facebook and look for for Jerry Wallace over there, and certainly you could be his friend. He's a phenomenal man of God, and one that you need to know. You definitely need to know. I bless the Lord for him being that vessel for the kingdom of God and touching your life through the word of God on today. Amen. All right, people of God, don't forget tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., we'll have another powerful kingdom. This is going to be ministering the word from the Lord. And then tomorrow night, 7 o'clock p.m. at 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois, we'll be sharing the word of God with the people of God at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. But before that, you can join us 6:30 p.m. for our radio broadcast on 102.3 FM WYCA every Tuesday night, 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m., 8:30 to 9 p.m. Eastern time, and 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the Pacific Coastal area. So we thank the Lord once again for all of you all and the great powerful men and women of God on this day. Apostle Wallace, man of God, take the last words, and you can definitely send us on home with the last word and the benediction, man, unless you have anything final you want to share.
I just want to just thank God and I praise God for everyone that have heard the word on tonight. I thank God for you, Prophet Matthew, allowing me to minister the word of God. And I just give God everything that he's doing and that he's going to do for his people, as well as for you, Prophet Matthew, ministry, for the work that you're doing. Glory to God. Greater is coming for you. Oh, glory to God. Greater things God's going to do. Greater doors, greater platforms that you're going to step up on. Lord God, even new platforms. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus that God's going to do for you. Oh, blessed be the name. Lord God, and I say this to you. Lord God, you soon going to be out of that building that you are in, because that building, Lord God, is going to be too small. Oh, blessed be the name for what God is about to send more people. You will outgrow that place. You hear me? Oh, glory to God. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You're going to outgrow. You're going to outgrow, glory to God. And God telling me to tell you, glory to God, that he got a place for you. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Greater, 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 oh, glory to God, is coming your way. The best is yet to come for you. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
And God also telling me to tell you that no weapon formed against you it will not prosper. Every tongue that rises up, God said he'll condemn it. Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Yes,
oh, glory
Lord,
to God. Oh, blessed be the name. The blessing, glory to God, is on his way. God telling me to tell you, it's on his way. And it shall overtake you. Glory, oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And God also telling me to tell you this, that there will not be no lack and there will not be no want. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. I say it again as God telling me, there will not be no lack and there will not be no want. Oh, glory to God. Oh, blessed be the name. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We praise
thank
you.
Jesus.
Father,
yes,
Matthew,
thank you.
Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, God. For your will being done. Oh, glory, God. Oh, glory. I also saw that on TV. I saw a network. Oh, glory to God. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. I don't know if God ever showed you or told you, glory to God, but I see TV. I see a network. Oh, glory to God. And I see you on national. It's national. Oh, glory to God. TV. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I'm telling you, just as sure as my name, Jerry Dean, and if I ever put the Dean to it, it's going to be what God say. I know what I'm looking at. Glory to God. God telling me to tell you, he about to open up the door. He about to turn things around for you. Oh,
yes,
glory to God. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. God, we give you praise. We give you glory.
Yes,
we
Lord
give
Jesus.
You honor. We lift your
thank
name
you,
up,
God.
Jesus, because you are worthy. Father, I thank you for fixing it for him. I thank you for working things out. I thank you for meeting the needs, God. I thank you for your will being done in his life in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for it. We praise you for everything that you have spoken and everything, God, that you are about to do. Father, I believe it. I believe what you give me. And I thank you and I praise you for it. And God, I thank you for him, all the saints that's online that have listened to your word. God, meet their needs. Bless your people everywhere. Let your will be done. Stir our hearts. Stir our minds, God. Father God, let us seek you like never before. Let us, God, sell out from everything. Let us put you first. Father, I ask you, in the name of Jesus, may your will be done. Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, man of God. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, God. We bless the Lord. Man of God, I receive the word of the Lord from you on today, man of God. And that surely bear witness to, the Bible said, the two or three witnesses' word is established. Man of God, you're. I think this Apostle Spinning said the same thing to me as well, and another pastor spoke the very word that you've spoken. Man of God, I receive that now in the name of the Lord on today, man of God. And definitely we're sowing into your ministry. We're going to be a blessing to you, man of God. And thank you on of the Lord, Jerry Wallace, man. I receive it, man, humbly receive it, the word that you released to us on today. Thank you, man of God. And we bless the Lord for you on today. Well, thank you, God, once again. Yes, sir.
Let me say this, too, for before I let you go. The network that God, TV, national network, it's going to be not only a help, but you're going to be able to bring other preachers in. I'm telling you, man, you're going to be a help. You're a help now, but you're going to be a great help. A lot of preachers, even the preachers that's connected to you, because it's in your heart, oh, glory.
Yes.
It's in your heart to do for others more than for yourself. That is why God going to do this for you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I've met a lot. Oh, I want you to hear this, Brother Matthews. I've met a lot of preachers. Now, I've been on TV and all that stuff. I met a lot of them that was only for themselves. Make a name for themselves. But God is telling on me, like I can see your heart, man. It is to make others greater. Jesus said this. He said, greater works. He wasn't trying to make himself great because he knows if I make others great, they're going to talk about me. Oh, glory. They're going to talk. They're going to tell others that it is Jesus that did this for me.
Yeah.
And if we can get that. And if preachers can get that, man. Oh, glory to God.
Yes,
your heart
Lord.
Is great for others, man.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
God going to do this for you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
God. Yes, Lord.
I know what I'm looking at. keep that heart right there, Prophet Matthew. Keep that right there, because that's God's heart, man.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the way God want all the, he wished that all the preachers was like that. All the big leaders that he raised up was like that. They need to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus said greater. Jesus was looking for people to be greater than him. He said, greater works you going to do. Because, glory to God, Jesus know that, he knew that if I raise you up and build you up, you're going to talk about the one that helped you.
Yes.
I love
you're
you,
right,
man.
You're right. Love you too, man of God. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. I receive the word, man of God. Hallelujah. On this day, in the name of the Lord. Wow. I felt that anointing. I felt that on tonight. Man. Woo, glory. My soul is a joyous, momentous moment of knowing what God has spoken through the vessel for me. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Administrator Bryant, any final words over there, woman of God? All right. Well, we bless the Lord for you, Administrator Bryant, and thank the God. Thank the God. Continue to walk in that purpose. Maintain the mandate of the kingdom of God. We love you all. Be blessed on tonight, and we'll talk to you soon. Shalom in your court is my prayer for you on tonight. God bless everybody. Have a good night.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.